जी।
हरे कृष्ण।
मस्सा
You're in mute.
जी।
Oh, sorry, Mataji. I was saying we missed yesterday, so we will see the fifth island today, Koladweep. But before we start, we will take the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Panchatattva, Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, and all the Acharyas and all the assembled devotees, so that we'll be able to do our parikrama in a very, very humble mode. So today is Koladweep, and this is very, very interesting and very, very important also. Like the present day is Navadweep, the railway station and everything are present in the Koladweep. So we started here, Antardweep, then Simantadweep, then Godrumadweep, Madhyadweep, and today we are in Koladweep. We have four more. So Koladweep represents Pada Sevanam. And if you remember, in Madhyadweep, the last one we have seen was Panchaveni, the five stream, the three streams of Ganga and two holy rivers meeting together. So after that, we enter Koladweep. And this is the place where, if you remember the first introduction session, we have seen that Lord appeared, like all the yugas, Lord appeared here in Navadweep. So he appeared in Koladweep also as a boar, Varaha avatar. So this is all written by Bhaktivinod Thakur in Navadweep Mandal Parikrama Mahatmya. So this Tirtha is rarely attained by Devas and it's transcendental to this material nature. This place is known as Kulia Pahada and is considered great amongst the places of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And Bhaktivinod Thakur writes, O Koladweep, kindly bless this most insignificant person and allow me to reside in Navadweep in association of devotees. Allow me to enter into the pastimes of Sri Gauranga, who is my Lord, life after life. So this is what he has written, and now we'll see the appearance of Varahadev. So on the bank of Ganga, there is one area called Kulia Pahada. Then this mountain, we can't see it anymore. It's no longer visible. So in Satya Yuga, there was a Brahmana by name Vasudeva. He was living here. And he loves Varahadev so much and is always meditating on his pastime and is always meditating on him. Then he was thinking that, oh, my Lord is not giving me darshan. Then why? My life is useless. Is not giving me darshan. And thinking like that, every day he used to think like that. And one day the Lord actually appeared as boar. Boar is Kola. So he appeared in the boar form and he was so huge. There was a lot of jewelry and was huge like a mountain. And as soon as he saw Varahadev, Vasudev, he did the dandavats. He did the obeisances. Then and he rolled on the ground. He was getting so ecstatic. Then Lord picked him up and Lord in a sweet voice, he said, do not worry. I will tell you, he basically said the secret. He said that in the whole three worlds, nothing is equal to Navadweep. And this is my dearest dham. And it is kept as a secret. When Kali Yuga comes, my manifested, then he will say like in Kali Yuga, I will come. I will come in this Navadweep. And he said, this is the place where I appeared. When Brahma did the fire sacrifice, this is the place where I appeared and killed Hiranyaksha by piercing him with my teeth. So he said, again, you will come back when I come in Navadweep, then you will be participating in my pastimes. Then Vasudeva, he understood that he's going to come in the Vaivashvata Manvantara and he began chanting Gauranga's name continuously. And because he saw the Lord's body as a mountain and he appeared as the Kola, this place from that time is called as Koladweep Mountain. And this place is it's equal to Giri Govardhan. It's a mountain. And this basically because the Lord's body is like a mountain, this is called, when he appeared, this is called as a mountain, Koladweep Mountain. So that is about Varahadeva appearance. And this is, see the Lord, if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands are like this. So we'll see that shortly. So this is called Dameshwara Mahaprabhu's temple. the particular deity which we are seeing on the screen, this was worshipped by Vishnu Priya Devi. After Lakshmi Priya left her body, she finished her pastimes here, then we know that Mahaprabhu married Vishnu Priya. So almost 80 years she worshipped this particular deity that we are seeing. When she was 16, Mahaprabhu took sannyas and she was alive for up until she's 96. So for 80 years she worshipped this deity. And after, we know how Vishnu Priya Devi, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, she would keep two pots and she would chant and put one grain for every round. And after she finished, she would cook that and eat. So after she worshipped, then there is Vamsi Vadanananda Acharya. It is said that during Vamsi, like when Vamsi Vadanananda was born, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were present there. I read it in some article of ISKCON Desiretri. And Vamsi Vadanananda Acharya, he was, after Lord took sannyas, he was there as a guardian to, not guardian, like he was there at Vishnu Priya Devi and Sachimata's house. He would just, you know, be as a helper. He would stay there. So he, after Vishnu Priya Devi left this world, then he took the deity and he established the worship at Kulia Paharpur. Initially, Kulia was a separate village and this Paharpur, they were all beside, like they were locating two villages beside each other. But later it became as one, as Kulia Paharpur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the son-in-law of this place. So even till date, they take care of him as how we take care of a son-in-law. So here in this, now we will see, like if you see, Mahaprabhu's hands are like this. Sometimes they are like this, sometimes they are like this. So when one hand is up and one hand is down, that means they are in a dancing mood. And when two hands are raised, that means they are asking the devotees, you know, to surrender. Like they are asking the devotees to surrender. And when the hands are like this, that means Lord is saying, please, I'm ready to accept you, come, like that. So this deity is so merciful, he's saying like, I come, I will accept you, please come. So in this temple we have Mahaprabhu's wooden shoes also. This is the entrance and these are the padukas. We'll take blessings. And if you see this, in this temple at Koladweep, on the appearance day of Vishnu Priya, they will dress Mahaprabhu in like Vishnu Priya Devi in sari, in that mood, like he's in that mood of Vishnu Priya that day. So they will, this is the beautiful picture, very beautiful. Special darshan on appearance day of Mother Vishnu Priya. So actually what happened to this deity initially, this deity was lost. The deity worship was lost, not the deity. The deity worship was lost. But then what happened? And at that time, there was a king called Krishna Chandra. And we all know even till day how the Durga Puja and Kali is worshipped so much in Bengal. Many times I have some devotee friends from Bengal. And they say that after coming to Krishna consciousness, after getting initiated also, for them still Durga Puja is something very special, because from childhood, like they're ardently stuck onto that. So I see some devotees still on that day, they worship. So then Krishna Chandra, he was a great and ardent devotee of Durga, and he established lot of Durga worship everywhere. Then what happened? They were worried that they would, the worshippers of Mahaprabhu, Pujaris, they were all thinking that maybe, you know, they will destroy the deity. And they dug the ground and they kept the deity there under the ground. Then what happened? Meanwhile, the king of Manipur, Bharat Chandra or Bhagya Chandra, he got a dream, saying that, you know, all that the priests have dug a hole and they kept the deity under it, and how the king Krishna Chandra was always, you know, into Durga worship and not allowing the Vaishnavas to do the worship of other deities. Then meanwhile there is another devotee from South India who went to Vrindavan, and he was doing his bhajan there. So he's called Totaram Das. Even he got a dream. And what happened? So Totaram started all the way to King Krishna Chandra, and he started preaching, and he started explaining how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deity, because king was not accepting when they say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, because he came as a normal devotee. Then Toda Ram Das put all the argument. He started, explaining to the king. So the king, meanwhile, he was so much convinced that Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, and then he only donated this land. And when the priest understood that there is no more danger for the deity, they took the deity out, and then they started establishing the worship here. So all these things, they are in the records, how it happened. Like for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he saw all the records of previous years, and that's how all the information was gathered. That's about this. And then, if you remember, we have seen initially, we have spoken about this, that how Maya Devi is present in Vrindavan as Paurnamasi, and here in Mayapur, she's there as Prauda Maya. So that temple is also here, and this is a very, very, you can't see that this is basically the face of Prauda Maya, and a lot of flowers are there, so we cannot see. See, if you see this, the temple is inside the hollow of a banyan tree, and this is the temple actually, and this is the entrance, and the the roots are hanging, right? So they form like a maze, like knotted like a real maze around the temple. If you see here on the top, we will see that in the video also. And there is a Vriddha Shiva also here. Very see, this is a long shot view of the Prauda Maya temple. And this is the Shiva deity. And actually it is said, I read in one Mayapur article, that the devotees would not wish to enter here, because sometimes they do even they worship this, they do the animal sacrifice and kind of stuff here. So they mentioned it that they might not, the devotees might actually not enter sometimes. So then, so Riddha Shiva is here, because of the, he's a Kshetrapalak, he's there here. Before this temple was there, in between the Mayapur ISKCON temple and Yoga Peet, but during floods, it got lost. The temple got spoiled, destroyed. So that's why they brought here, and then they started worshipping inside the banyan tree. Then we will go to Gaur Kishore Jagannath Das Babaji Samadhi Mandir. So this is the entrance, and as we enter, we will go to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Samadhi Mandir. And this is, and we know how, see, this is the original picture of, let me zoom it. This is the original picture of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
Mataji, is it possible to make it big?
Big? Mataji, let me see. I think I'll zoom it. Wait. Can you see?
Okay, yeah, Mataji. Thank you.
When I do like this, it's not coming, Mataji.
Yeah, you can make the full screen, Mataji.
Yeah, you can see.
So this is it. We'll take blessings of Jagannath Das. And accidentally, somehow I found it somewhere. I thought it'll be nice if we all can see. So we know how Jagannath Das Babaji, he was actually staying at Surya Kund in Vrindavan, and later he moved to Navadvip. And we know how in 1893, that is when Bhaktivinoda Thakur took him on a basket, and that time he was blind, his body was so emaciated, we saw in the picture, but still when he saw all the Tulasi Manjaris there, and he was so excited and ecstatic, he was dancing in the picture, you can see. where he was staying. He was ecstatic and dancing. And he said, oh, this is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. This is the place. This is the place. So 1893 he found. And in the Samadhi Mandir, we will see these deities which were worshipped by Jagannath Das Babaji. Gaur Gopal deities and Giridhari deities are here. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that he is the Vaishnava Sarvabhauma, the chief of Vaishnavas. His most advanced Rasika Vaishnava. And here we can pray because he's a personification of renunciation to material attachment. So we can pray to get that mood to here. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. And then we will go to Samudragar. I think it's 9, so we will quickly see. So one time what happens was, after Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Pandava, Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king. Then, so every place they were going and I think Bhimasena was going. So he's collecting taxes and he is, so if the king gives taxes, that means he is accepting Yudhishthira Maharaj as the king. Otherwise, they have to do a battle. So then King Samudrasena, he loves Krishna and he wants to have the darshan of Krishna. Then what happened? He wanted to have Mataji. So Samudragar, then what happened? So then he was thinking, how will I get darshan of Krishna? Then he thought, okay, when Bhimasena comes, what will I do? I will start retaliating rather than paying. Then when I fight with Bhimasena, the Lord always protects Pandavas. So let then Krishna will appear to protect the Pandavas. So then I can see Krishna. So what will he do? He will start fighting with Bhima, and Bhima is losing like a lot of chariots, so much of soldiers. There's a lot of fighting. Then Bhima said, oh, Krishna, please save me. If I lose, then it will be like a shame. No, please, please. Then Krishna will appear, and only Samudrasen was able to see. Then Samudrasen was so ecstatic. He's falling down, getting up. Like he was, then nobody was understanding what was happening to him. Then after he saw Krishna's darshan, he didn't even fight. Then Bhima thought, what happened? He was about to fight and suddenly maybe he got scared of us. That's why he stopped fighting. So that's how at this place, Samudrasen got the darshan of Krishna. And this is the place where ocean comes and meets Ganga. Because the ocean always says that, oh Ganga, oh Janavi, you're so fortunate. You're able to see Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastime staying here. I am not able to, you know, see. Then Ganga will say, no, no, no. When Lord comes to Neelachal Dham, he will see you. You know, you will see him. Then ocean will say, no, no. When he comes, I will see him like, you know, unshaved hair. I will see him as a sannyas. My heart will pain seeing him like that. I want to see Lord in that beautiful form, that curly hair. So what will happen? The ocean will take shelter of Ganga, and this is the place Ganga and the Sagara. This is called Ganga Sagara also. Ganga and the ocean, they meet at this point. So one time Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter and he said, do not rush. You are busy with a very important thing. You are organizing a preaching center in Hawaii. I hope you manage to turn him into new Navadvip Dham. There is Samudragar railway station in Navadvip, and it is said that once there was an ocean. And if you install new Navadvip on the shores of Pacific Ocean, it will be a great achievement. So at Hawaii, Prabhupada also wrote this about Samudragar. He mentioned in one of his letters. And one time ocean got a darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting on the bank of Ganga. He was sitting in the center and there were Panchatattvas sitting around him with his associates. So the ocean got darshan here of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the last place is called Champahati. I didn't write the title. So this place is equal to Kadiravan. So this is in the south of Koladweep. And it's called Champahati because once upon a time, there were a lot of champak flowers growing here so beautifully. And Champaklata Devi, the gopi, she used to come pluck the champak flowers and make garlands and offer to Radha and Krishna. But in Kali Yuga, this place became the hatta of champak, marketplace of selling champaka flowers. So That's why it's called Champahatti. Champaka Hatta, it's became Champahatti, the marketplace of Champak flowers. Once the river Mansi Ganga also flowed here, separating Koladweep and Ritudweep. So at this place in Satya, as I said, Satya Yuga, Champak groves are there, and there lived an old Brahmana, and every day he would worship his Radha Govinda deities with the Champak flowers. And satisfied with his worship, what happened? The Lord appeared in the form of Gaurasundar. And when he appeared like that the complexion of, what was that? The complexion of, if you see the Champak flowers complexion, see how is it golden, yellowish color. So he appeared like that. And he told that Brahmana that you are going to appear in my next incarnation while I come in Kali Yuga. You are going to come as a younger brother of Gadadhar Pandit as Vaninatha Vipra. So that pastime also happened here. So since then, these deities have been standing here. So who is Vaninatha Vipra? He is Kamalaka Sakhi. So these are the deities there. Gauranga and Gadadhar. Gaura Gadadhar deities are here. So these deities are here. And it is known that when Nityananda Prabhu did the parikrama, he came to this place of Vaninath's house and he stayed there. Vaninath, as we discussed, Vaninath is the brother of Gadadhar Pandit. And Vaninath also joined, he also joined the parikrama. So these are the deities and this is the temple. This, if you enter, we'll see that. And at this place, Champahatti, what happened was, one more interesting thing happened. I think I don't have a picture. Okay. So if you know Jaydev Goswami, who wrote the Dashavatar Stotra, so he also stayed here at Mayapur. And what happened was, when he was staying here, he wrote the Dashavatar Stotra, and somehow that reached the king. And king fell in love with this poetry, and he asked his minister who wrote this. And his minister was Govardhan Acharya. And he said, so-and-so Jayadev Goswami, he stays at this place. He stays in Navadvip. Then king comes as a dressed as a Vaishnava, and he will see Jayadev Goswami. Then Jayadev Goswami understands that he's none other than he's none other than king. Then he says, I cannot talk with the rich people and I cannot stay here because you came to know my place and you'll keep visiting. So I don't want to stay here. I will leave this place. Then the king will request saying that, no, please, if you don't want to stay here, don't leave this place, but please stay on the other side. And then king and Jayadev Goswami also will say that, though you are king and you're very rich, still you are a great devotee. This shows how simple you are. So I'm okay if you come and meet me also. You come and meet me secretly. You can meet me. And if you remember he's writing, Jayadev Goswami wrote his Gita Govinda. He was writing while he was writing, he mentions that Radharani was angry with Krishna and he wanted to write that Krishna, touched the feet of Radharani and he asked for sorry and he was hesitating to write it or not. Then he will say, okay, I will go take bath and come to his wife and he will go. When he goes to take bath, he will come back, he will have lunch and then he will go to the room. And again, suddenly to his wife, Jayadev Goswami will come and he will say, can you feed lunch? Then the wife gets so confused and he will ask, what has happened? She will say, you just came, you had prasad and you went inside your room. Suddenly, what happened? Again, when did you go? Then he will not understand. He will go to the room and he will see what he wanted to write. They were written on his book. Then he will understand it was none other than Krishna who came and he wrote. So that pastime also happened here. When he was staying with his wife at this place. Then afterwards, the Lord appears in front of them in the golden complexion and both Jayadev Goswami and his wife faints and he will fall down. Lord will pick them and he will say, I'm very pleased with you. Now please go to Nilachal. Then they will feel very, very sad. Like, we don't want to leave this place. You're asking us to leave. Then Lord says, I like your Geet Govinda so much. When you come there, I'm also coming there very soon. So, I will listen to you. You can be there with me. But once you leave your bodies, you're eternally staying in Navadvip. So don't worry. Saying that the Lord will leave. Then following his instructions, Jayadev Goswami with his wife, he will go to Nilachal. So all that happened at this place. Then the last place is Devananda Gaudiya Mutt. So these are the deities. Radha Vinod Bihar is there. This is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave Devananda Pandit. If you know, I think Devananda Pandit, if I remember, he was not accepting Vaishnavism and he was criticizing. But later he understands that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God and how wonderful the Lord is. And then at this particular place, he will ask for forgiveness. Devananda Gaudiya Mutt. So these are the places in Koladweep. If we have time, quickly we can see the video. Is it okay, Mataji? Is it okay to share the video?
Yes, I'll stop the record.